Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, May 9th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple has faced quite a bit of resistance from employees over its recent return to in-person work. A number of reports have indicated that some employees have even departed the company over the policies, opting instead for a workplace that is more accepting of remote work. But now, a new report says that Ian Goodfellow, Apple's director of machine learning, has left the company over this return to work policy. Apple originally hired Goodfellow away from Google in 2019 to join its special projects group as the director of machine learning. Goodfellow had spent more than 6 years at Google, so his decision to join Apple as a director of machine learning was notable, especially given Apple's struggles with things like machine learning and AI for Siri. But that now means it's just as notable that Goodfellow is departing Apple over its return to in-person work requirement. In a memo to his staff, Goodfellow wrote, quote, "I believe strongly that more flexibility would have been the best policy for my team," end quote. Apple employees started returning to in-person work on April 11th, following a 2-year stint of remote work due to the pandemic. Apple is taking a phased approach to its return to work, at first requiring employees to work in person at least 1 day per week. On May 4th, that was increased to 2 days per week in the office, and starting on May 23rd, it will increase to 3 days a week. Goodfellow's former employer, Google, mandated that some teams return to in-person work starting last month, but many employees are able to continue working from home permanently. Apple has apparently given some flexibility to individual teams to make decisions to adapt its policies as they see fit, but this, however, doesn't appear to have been the case for Goodfellow's team. And while a number of Apple employees have reportedly departed the company over its return to work policy, Goodfellow's departure is the most notable case publicly reported thus far. Whether or not we hear of any other high-profile departures from Apple remains to be seen. In other news today, Apple's services category is becoming a growing and ever more important part of its business. The services category currently includes things like the App Store, Apple TV Plus, and Apple Pay, but even Apple itself has admitted that it has bigger plans for services in the future. A new report this week from Bloomberg indicates that Apple has actually explored expanding its collection of services to include something similar to Instacart that integrates with the Apple Health application. Bloomberg explains that Apple is focusing on two primary things for its services category right now. First is an iPhone hardware subscription, which would allow users to buy iPhone and iPad hardware in a way that's similar to paying a monthly subscription fee for an application. The company is also working on a buy now, pay later financing feature for Apple Pay. This would let customers split any Apple Pay purchase into interest-free payments made every 2 weeks or across several months with interest. But beyond these financial services features, Bloomberg says that Apple has explored the possibility of launching an Instacart-like feature as well. Instacart is a service that offers grocery delivery and pickup services. You simply place your order in the Instacart application and either get it delivered or head to the store yourself to pick it up. But Bloomberg explains that while Apple has explored adding a service like Instacart to its services category, these types of platforms are notoriously unprofitable and very low margin, so it's unlikely that Apple moves forward with launching an Instacart feature. But regardless, it's interesting to know that this is something Apple has considered adding, and it shows just how wide Apple is looking to go to expand its services segment. Rounding out today, another report from Bloomberg indicates that we can expect AirPods Pro 2 and an update to AirPods Max later this year. The second generation AirPods Pro are expected to feature a new design and support for lossless playback for the first time. There are also rumors of new health management and fitness tracking features, with Apple itself even admitting that the form factor of AirPods, could provide a useful set of data that complements the health tracking features currently available on Apple Watch. Bloomberg reports that AirPods Pro 2 are on track for a launch sometime this fall. It's important to keep in mind that the original AirPods Pro launched nearly 3 years ago, so many early adopters are facing issues with reliability and battery life. The report also makes mention of an updated version of AirPods Max coming later this year, but unfortunately, the only new feature that the report says is coming is a collection of new colors. Ideally, Apple will do more than just update the color options for AirPods Max this fall. AirPods Max lacks support for lossless playback, both via wireless and wired connections, and this becomes an even more glaring omission if AirPods Pro 2 adds support for lossless playback this year. We'd also hope to see a price drop for AirPods Max, which currently retail for $549, but as we've seen time and time again, Apple is always hesitant to drop the price of what it considers a flagship product. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.